Okay, so this work was done with Gary Slater at the University of Ottawa. So if we consider particle diffusion, then in some sort of simple liquid, it's the usual Brownian motion. So for example, if you look at the mean square displacement of the particle as a function of time, we'll have linear dependence, and the displacement distribution is Gaussian. At the same time, if we have a complex fluid, some sort of crowded environment, then this can be different. And in particular, most attention has been paid to the mean square displacement, in particular the cases where it is sublinear, which is termed as anomalous diffusion or subdiffusion. But there is another interesting possibility that was explored recently experimentally by Granik's group. And that is, in several different, very different systems, what they have observed is that the mean square displacement is perfectly linear, but at the same time, the distribution of displacements is not Gaussian, at least at short times. And in particular, in this case, where which is beads on lipid bilayer tubes, the tails are exponential at short times, and then they cross over to Gaussian. And likewise, in this case of nanospheres and entangled actin filaments, you also have exponential tails. And so since this is observed in very different systems, there must be some sort of generic explanation for that, and that's what we tried to come up with, a very simple toy model of that. So one question we can ask is, when is the mean square displacement expected to be linear? So if we consider a simple one-dimensional situation, consider a random walk that's unbiased, so on average, the step is zero, then of course we get the standard expression for the mean square displacement after n steps, and it's got two terms. So this first term, if this is a if this is a stationary process, then this first term is gonna, all these deltas are gonna be linear, gonna be the same, then this term is gonna be linear in n, and then if these correlators are zero, then we're going to have linear behavior of this quantity. So, it's important to realize that these correlators equal to zero is not the same as these deltas being independent. So this is often referred in the literature as uncorrelated but not independent. And for example, if we have a situation where step directions are independent, then this will be zero, but step magnitudes can still be correlated. And if that's the case, then this will make the displacement distribution non-Gaussian, even if the individual jumps are Gaussian distributed, but at the same time, the mean square displacement is gonna be perfectly linear. And we can argue that this is a very natural thing to expect in a disordered heterogeneous environment. So if we imagine this sort of coarse-grained picture where we have regions of low and high diffusivity, then on shorter time scales, particles just diffuse normally, but different particles in different regions diffuse at different rates. But for any given particle, the diffusion rate would change gradually, both because of the particle moving between different environments as shown here, but also because the environment itself can fluctuate and gradually change. And so there's a memory of step magnitudes or diffusion rates, as large jumps are more likely to occur during periods of higher diffusivity and be followed by other large jumps until diffusivity changes. And so to model this, we came up with the simple 1D toy model. So we have particles moving independently of each other, each with its own diffusivity. And the probability distribution for the particle at each step is just normal Gaussian form. But the size, the typical size of the step can actually vary from step to step and also vary between particles. This looks like normal diffusion, but the typical step size changes. And since we want some memory of diffusivity, we want this change to be small, but at the same time, we want it to be random. So we can assume that in some way, the diffusivity itself undergoes a random walk that is diffuses, and that's why we call this model diffusing diffusivity model. And of course, we don't want the diffusivity to become negative or arbitrarily large, so we confine it to a particular interval. The simplest variant of the model that produces reasonable behavior is this, where the probability of diffusivity change at a particular step is almost is also like a normal Gaussian, except we introduce this bias. And all this bias does is it makes lower diffusivities more probable than higher diffusivities, which is sort of natural to expect in a crowded environment where the diffusivity should be rather low. And of course, by construction, this model has perfectly linear mean square displacement, but if you look at displacement distributions, that at short times, we do indeed have exponential tails, and then it crosses over to Gaussian gradually. So behavior very similar to that observed experimentally. And similar behavior is observed in a more sort of physically motivated model, where instead of this bias, artificial bias, we actually couple to particle displacement. And we have studied how the diffusivity distribution, how the displacement distribution depends on the diffusivity distribution, and we found that it's rather insensitive, so this can be a generic behavior, and we can also modify this model to produce subdiffusion. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you, Mikita.